Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. All right, welcome to the podcast, Minnesota Tim. How you doing there today?
I'm doing pretty good. Have you missed me? I haven't been co-hosting with you as often since I've been so
where
busy
have you been,
at Walmart.
By the way? Your wedding planning? Are you wedding planning? What are you doing?
Yeah, a lot of wedding planning. We've been busy at Walmart. We're sending out our invitations this week. That's why I asked you for your address. I'm still trying to figure out if you're going to come.
Wait, that was a Steve Johnson moment there. What now? You're busy at Walmart. We're sending out our invitations. What invitations you sent out at Walmart?
No, we're sending out our wedding invitations this week.
Oh, okay. Your wedding is that? Oh, that's why you needed the address.
Yeah.
Oh, really? How many people you invited so far?
Well, our list started at 462.
Oh my God. How do you even make a list that's long?
We have a big family and Haley has a big family. So our original list started at 462, which includes family friends, but we've trimmed it all the way down to 292 right now.
Oh my gosh. And where are you having this? And what's the name of this place again?
We're getting married at the Watertown Evangelical Free Church, and then our reception is going to be just a few miles down the road from the great Shatterbrook Golf Course called the Blue Note Ballroom.
Oh, the Blue Note. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's where
and
my parents
how
got
many
married,
can the Blue
too.
Note seat? How many can the Blue Note seat?
Without COVID, they can seat up to 700.
So, well, then you should be fine. You have 492 on your list or something, whatever.
Yeah, but COVID restrictions... Right now, they can have a maximum of 250.
Oh, boy. Well, you think that'll change, though, don't you think? I mean, everybody's getting the shot. I got the shot, by the way. Did I tell you?
No, you didn't tell me this. You got the shot.
Yeah, I got the shot. Oh, yeah. I went and got the shot.
Side effects? Any side effects?
Oh, there's no side effects. What are you talking about?
There's a lot of people talking about side effects. Our wedding coordinator got the COVID shot. We haven't heard from her for a week. She gets back to us and says, sorry, I've been out. A lot of side effects due to the COVID-19 vaccine.
I don't know, but is that true?
I don't know. I mean, I've never had. I don't
know,
have the vaccine.
I got a theory on that. Yeah, my theory is that I don't think I'm going to get side effects.
Okay.
So I don't get side effects.
Okay. You just will yourself not to get side effects?
Pretty much, yeah. That's kind of the way it works. A lot of times, a lot of people will themselves into getting stuff, too. Like, you know, I feel something coming on. Like when people feel something coming on, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little, what do they call that? Psychosomatic kind of thing?
Something like that.
You don't believe in that?
No, I think I believe in that. Yeah, there's a little something to that theory. I believe it's valid. I got to ask you, though, did you get a COVID-19 confirmation number that you gave and wrote on your car window? Or did you give them a 6-digit password number from your login information?
No, I got a real, here's how it went. Let me tell you about the COVID shot.
Yeah,
okay, I'll tell you about the COVID shot. Okay, here's what happened. My wife is the one who talked me into going down the last time to try to get my COVID shot because she said you can just go get it. And that's because her girlfriend, Colin, told her you could just go get it.
Just let me interrupt real quick because that story reminds me of me crashing a driving range on a private golf course. Remember
that's
when
pretty
I did
much
that?
That was kind of it. Yeah, I gave you a little crap over that. Yeah, that's pretty much was the same thing except you like all you did was wear a hat from the place and pretended like you're a member, except you had blue jeans on and, you know, you weren't dressed appropriately and you had your, brown shoes, black belt from high school with the creases in it where you've expanded a little. So there's a lot of giveaways for you other than this hat you were trying to fake them out with. I tried to go get the shot. Because my wife said that you could go get the shot. Anybody could go get the shot. And she knew people that had gone and get the shot. So I tried to go get the shot and I got X'd. I got booted out. Wrong age. I'm 65. And, said you can come back on Tuesday. And then Tuesday came and you couldn't sign up for anything. So anyway, my wife's friend Colin was the one who, orchestrated this whole thing that you can go get the shot because her friend did and her father did and all this stuff. So we're up in Flagstaff and I tell her this story and she says, well, you can get a reservation. I'm going to get you a reservation. So we go online and I said, Colin, I've been on there 100 times trying to get a reservation. She said, no, I'm going to get you a reservation. So she goes on this Arizona public health site. And I enter my, login for my, my account. You got to set up an account first. So I'll log in and she's going, okay. And she's going through it. She says, I think I got you one. Here's one, 415. And then she goes, it's not there anymore. And then she goes, she's going through it again. She goes, I think I got another one. Next Wednesday at 2:00. And then she goes, it's not there anymore. And then, I said, what are you talking about? She says, I think people are getting it and, it's showing up. And then I go on there and there's nothing there. And then all of a sudden it just pops up one time. But so many people are on there snatching the time. So she couldn't get it. And then she goes, I think I got one. I got one. And she says, I think this is it. I think it's going to work. And she hits the button and all of a sudden I got an appointment. 4:36 in the morning.
Yeah. When did you set your alarm?
No, I didn't go at 4:36 in the morning.
Oh, come on.
I went 10:00 at night.
Okay.
The night before.
So you're breaking the rules. You call yourself a rule follower, but you're breaking the rules.
No, but that's one thing. The reason they have the times is to spread everybody out. But if you have an appointment that day, they won't turn you back and say, oh, you're 6 hours too early. There was nobody there. It was actually great. I went in there, drove through the line, had my number, which was great. And I felt very different than the last time I went when I didn't have a number, but I was pretending to have a number. So this time when I had a number, I felt very confident. And, I was like being very honest about it. That other program that my wife's program was a bad one for me. It just doesn't work. I can't do that. So this time I felt great. I got my real number, write it on my windshield. When you go up there, they write it on your windshield. And sure enough, I got in line and then they checked my name and, have you had any symptoms? Nope. Have you been around anybody? Nope. Have you, had a temperature? Nope. And do you have any allergies? Nope. Next thing you know, I'm in the line and then they said, okay, you go over there and you get in that line and it's going pretty fast. I'm in line maybe 15 minutes and they, ask you the questions again and then they give you the shot right there on the arm. Boom, right there. Nothing. Didn't feel anything. A lot of people get the bad arm from the shot. I didn't get the bad arm. I didn't get anything. And I got the shot.
You have no fear of needles?
No. Do you?
No, I don't have any fear of needles.
Okay. Well, I know you don't. You're anti-vaccine, though. I know that, aren't you?
I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm 29
years old. You said you were anti-vaccine last time. What do you mean?
I didn't say that. I'm saying I'm 29 years old. If I was 65 years old like Hank Haney, I would be in line at 4:36 in the morning for the vaccine. But I'm 29. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm
okay.
Fit.
Can I throw this at you?
Okay.
If you get the COVID and you give it to somebody else that's older.
I already had the COVID. I already had the COVID.
Yeah. Well, that was a problem. See, if you'd had a vaccine, you wouldn't have had the COVID.
Well, I had the COVID before the vaccine was even available to me.
Well, did you see the new vaccine, by the way, the Johnson & Johnson?
Johnson & Johnson, yeah.
One shot. Okay, I got to get the two shot. Anyway, let me finish my story. Okay, so I got in line. You wait after you get the shot. You wait 15 minutes to see if you're getting the side effects, and I didn't get any. And then you just pull up to the next place, and somebody comes up with an iPad and says, "I'll get you what 3 weeks your next appointment." And they said, "What time would you like?" And I, picked a Saturday, and you're in. And I get my second shot not until the 20th, which is a little more than 3 weeks. But anyway, that's going to be a good day. But I feel better, and I feel good to have gotten the COVID shot. You don't want to be a friend of mine said this. He said, "Boy, you don't want to be the last guy to die in the war." It feels like the COVID, they're turning the corner. I mean, you're getting a lot of people getting vaccinated, and I want to get vaccinated. So I feel a lot better now. I mean, I felt fine before, but, mask up and the whole thing. Can't breathe in those things. Jeez, my glasses fog up. That's one thing I don't like about the mask, to be honest with you. The mask is a bad program if you wear glasses. It just is. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Every time a fella breathes, his glasses fog up. And it's awful. It's awful. You can't see. It's not good.
What kind of mask do you have? A black one? Do you have like a
I got a gray. My favorite is a gray. Gray mask, cloth mask. I don't think it does anything. It's not an N95er.
So your pro vaccine.
Fauci has me so confused. I don't know what to believe. I mean, he changes his song every day. It's a different song. Now I heard you're supposed to wear three masks or something. Two or three.
I saw two. Yeah, I saw two.
Yeah, you got to wear two cloth masks equals one N95. Is that what it is?
I've seen that you're supposed to wear space suits into places now.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, and then I'm so confused with the whole deal. California is more locked down than any other state. Florida's more open than any other state. Florida has, less problems than any state. And California's got more. I mean, the whole thing has me so confused. I don't know what to believe. I don't know. What do you believe?
What do I believe? Man, I don't even know. I don't know what to believe. I'm on the same scale as you. Although this is something that, I'm curious about. So, you've said that there's no concerns about the COVID-19 long-term effects, even though they've only had this vaccine for 6 months. What's that?
Yeah, the vaccine long-term effect. Yeah,
you're not worried about any long-term effects, even though it's
I'm more worried about getting the COVID.
It's like a 98% recovery rate, is it not?
Yeah, 90 more than that, 99, I think. 99.5. Yeah, but you can get pretty sick. I had a friend, one of Suzanne's friends got really sick just recently. She was healthy, everything before that. Not old, whole thing. She got really sick. There's a lot of people still getting really sick. I mean, it's better now. They treat it better. Your recovery rate, you got a better chance of making it for sure. There's no doubt about that. The death rate's very low, but still, it's not zero.
Yeah.
It's not zero. All right, that's my COVID deal. Johnson & Johnson, what about that? That shot, it's 65%. Explain that to me. How is that a good thing? I mean, is that...
Sounds like a Steve Johnson prediction.
Well, I mean, it's 65%. So, I mean, the other vaccines are like 95%. I mean, that sounds like, okay. If you're one of the, if you have the shot and you get it, you just think, okay, bad luck. I'm one of the 5%ers that got it, that got the shot and got the COVID. But if you got a 65%, I mean, that's almost like flipping the coin, isn't it? I mean, that's pretty close to coin flip. I mean, it's 15% from coin flip.
Yeah. How does that get approved? It's kind of weird.
I don't know. I thought that's weird. And then they're like rushing to like, oh, it's going to be great. You only have to take one shot. Yeah. It only works half as good too. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. The whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. There's so many things that don't make sense. Why doesn't somebody explain it? I guess Fauci will explain it pretty soon. He'll change his mind again. He changes his mind all the time is what he does. All right. That's enough COVID talk. Okay. I want to talk to you about something else today. I got something I need to talk. It's very important. And we're going to talk about when we come back. But my calf is getting a little better. I've been voodoo pain relief cream in it. I had to pull muscle in the calf. I've never pulled a muscle in my life. Pulled the calf muscle. Couldn't walk. Felt like a cramp. You know, that's what. You ever pull a muscle too?
Sounds like a side effect from the vaccine.
No, it's not a side effect. Have you ever pulled a muscle? Serious question.
No, I haven't pulled a muscle.
You've never popped a muscle. You know, I had a little muscle pop, and man, it's taken a long time to heal. I mean, it's not like in pain, but I feel like, ooh, if I make a quick step, it could be not good. But anyway, Voodoo Pain Relief Cream helped me. It'll help you too if you got muscle soreness, joint pain. Whatever it is, give it a try. You can try it for free. Free 2-week supply, voodoopainrelief.com. All right, Tim, here's the serious question I have for you.
Okay.
Did you see, I send you quite a few text messages, okay? Some of them have to do with the weather in Minnesota. Usually when it's like 30 below or something, I'll probably send you a text. It's amazing how I know what the weather's like up there.
Yeah, you love it.
When it's 75 and sunny, like it is today in Scottsdale, I usually send you a text. And, you know, especially when I send you like the 10-day forecast and it's just all sun every day. Sun, 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 75, 75, 75. Oh, there's another 75. Oh, another 75. It's 20 below in Minnesota.
I get you during the summers, though, when it's 120, so.
Yeah, I don't send those. I send those from Flagstaff when it's 118 in Phoenix. A little cooler in Flagstaff up in the mountains. All right, now, I sent you a text this morning that I saw on, I took a picture. I screenshotted something I saw on Twitter. And I want you to try to explain it to me since you're an expert in this subject. It said that the worst professional franchise, I think it was, wasn't that the worst professional franchise in all of sports?
Yeah.
Not just this particular sport, but all of sports.
Yeah.
Was the Minnesota Timberwolves. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm reading the article right now. And it says right here. The Timberwolves' new all-time win percentage following their latest loss to your Phoenix Suns is 0.39307. So what is that, 39%? I don't know. It seems a little high.
So this is not an opinion. This is a fact.
It's fact. And it goes on to say, there's no sugarcoating that. It's beyond bad. It's worse than the Arizona Coyotes, the NHL's worst at 0.480. It's worse than the suddenly world-beating Padres, long the MLB's lowest at 0.462. Man, Timberwolves record 22-60 in 2007, 15-67 in 2009, 17-65 in 2010, 16-66 in 2014. Since 2005, the Timberwolves have finished above 500 exactly one time.
Oh boy! Didn't they get the number one draft pick last year or something?
Yeah, they've had the number one pick like three times. They had Andrew Wiggins. Well, they didn't. They traded Love for Andrew Wiggins. They drafted Karl Anthony Towns, and they had the number one pick last year and drafted Anthony Edwards, and were still the worst team in the league.
How can that be?
I think it's because they didn't hire me as their announcer.
Oh geez, you applied for that job, remember?
Yeah, you remember that? You did that on the air. Or you did that during commercial break. You're like, Tim, you got to be more enthused.
Yeah, you were trying to pretend like you were someone. I don't know. I forget who that was. Who was that you were trying to imitate? Is that when you went with your Colin Coward voice?
Colin Coward voice, or what? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. give us a little Timberwolves, just for the old time's sake. A little Timberwolves announcement here. Yeah. How you were going to come out of the box when you applied for that job, and you were going to come out of the box. Let's hear it right now. Come on.
Let's hear it right now. I'm trying to actually find it. It's on YouTube somewhere. I'm trying to find it.
I want to hear it. Let's hear, well, maybe you've changed it. Maybe you got a better, you didn't get the job, so maybe you got a better deal. You're going to be the announcer, and you were going to announce the, what were we going to announce? A starting lineup, or just welcome to the arena, or what's the arena called?
Yeah, I was going to, it's the PA announcer for the arena. So a player scores and
Okay, give us an audition right here. Just like if you were, you know, just give us a little 5-second deal, what you're going to sound like when you get this job, if you get this job.
Okay, well, let me pull up a player. Carl Anthony Towns, I need to find his height. I need to find his number. I know his number. He's number 32. Okay.
Okay, Carl Anthony Towns, you're a fan. You should know all this, by the way. If you're going to be the announcer, you shouldn't have to look this up on Google. You should automatically know all the players. You should know where they went to school. You should know their height. And they're, and that's, you know, a pretty easy thing to do. Their number, their height, and that's, and where they went to school. I mean, it's not a big deal. What, you can't just come with something? I mean, he's a big guy. What is he? 7 foot? It's close enough.
6'11".
6'11".
Yeah, 6'11". Okay.
Give him a 6'11". And then where did he go to school?
Kentucky. Yeah.
Kentucky, I think. Kentucky. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you know, even I know that. There you go. What else you need to know? What's his number? Yeah.
32.
You had to look this up, and you're supposed to be a super fan of the Timberwolves?
No, I'm trying to find my tryout. I'm trying to find my tryout.
All right. Well, just give me a new trial right now. Let's go.
Okay. Starting center. Oh, my gosh.
That's what you're coming with right now?
Seriously? That's what I'm coming with.
All right.
For the Minnesota Timberwolves. 6'11". From Kentucky, Carl Anthony Towns.
That's actually not too bad. I thought that was pretty good. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't get the job.
I didn't get the. I think I improved since then.
Okay. Wow. I think that's pretty good. So what do the Timberwolves need to do? Just put on your general manager's hat. Tell me what they need to do.
Move the entire franchise.
No, come on. Be serious. Tell me what they need to do. Why are they the worst team in professional? A lot of people are fans of teams that stink. I'm a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. They stink. Steve Johnson said it was because they had Jason Garrett as coach, and they got rid of Jason Garrett, and they got the Mike McCarthy, and now they still stink.
Yeah.
They stunk it up last year. Had injuries, but whatever. A lot of teams have injuries. They had injuries, and they stink. They haven't been good for a long time. A lot of people are fans of teams, and they all think they know what's wrong. So let me hear what's wrong with the Timberwolves. Your opinion right now.
They have the worst owner in professional sports.
What does that have to do with anything? He just pays the bills. Do they not pay up to the salary cap?
Well, who hires the general manager and who hires the head coaches?
Okay, so that's the problem, is the coaching. It's the coaching and the general manager. Let's not blame it on the owner right now. He just writes the checks.
Okay, I'll blame it on the general manager.
How many general managers have they had? They just keep hiring bad ones?
Yeah, they hire awful ones. They absolutely stink.
Do you know they stink before? Are you a Monday morning quarterback, or do you know they stink when they hire them, or do you think they stink after they hire them? But originally you thought they were going to be pretty good. Tell me the truth.
No, I'm telling you the truth. They were bad right away.
Right away they were bad.
Yes.
Why? What was wrong with them?
You knew
they were bad right away. Yeah. You have no reasons. This is a typical fan talking right here. This is how a fan talks.
What am I supposed to say?
Listening to somebody that it says the coach is no good. And I said, okay, who are you going to get to replace him?
You are what your record says you are. What am I supposed to say?
That's true. But when you say a guy stinks and he stunk right away, and you have no reasons why he stunk, you have nothing to back it up. Typical fan, right there. Wow, unbelievable! All right, and that's why you're negative on this team. I thought you were positive on this team for a second. I mean, I don't know what happened here. This is the worst franchise in history, or in the country,
yes.
Or in the world.
I didn't write the article. Yeah, I didn't write the article.
Wow, man alive! All right, and because of the general manager, he stinks. He stunk right away, but we have no reasons why he stunk. Who would you have picked with your number one pick?
I'm at LaMelo Ball, but I'm actually excited right now for our current general manager, Gerson Rosas.
You're rewriting history here. You just rewrote history right there.
Yeah, we hired a general manager.
No, you just rewrote history a little bit with the who you said you would have picked, because that's not who you said before.
That's who
you
I
like the you like the pick when they made it, and now that the, we've seen a 30 games or whatever, you've changed to you wanted them to take ball. That's a little see. That's Monday morning quarter. That's what all
that's
fans
not
do.
True. That's not
that's
true.
What fans do. That. Yeah. Oh, we know that's the truth because we can go back and check the tape. You like the pick of who they got? Who this guy they got?
Anthony.
What's
Edwards.
His name? How's he doing?
He's doing okay. His shooting percentage is awful. But he's great. Okay, so, he's physical.
But
he's
you wish physical. You had Ball, the big baller.
Yeah, he's good.
You wish you had him.
Yeah. And,
but when you picked Edwards, you liked the Edwards pick.
It was okay. I wasn't sold on
it. Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. I know. That's how fans are right there. This is the thing. It's a lot of it is just, you know, you're just in a little bit of a bad streak. That's all up there in Minnesota. That's all it is.
For the last 25 years, we've been in a rough streak.
Well, I mean, it'll turn around sometime. You never know. Everything goes in cycles. It's just a long cycle, kind of like a long winter. It happens. It happens. Yeah. But if you, next time you come with your analysis, you got to come with something, because that was not good when you came with humma, humma, humma. He was bad from the start. What was wrong with him? Blank.
Well, what am I supposed to say? I don't know the guy's history. What am I supposed to say? I don't know. I don't know the guy's personal life. What am I supposed to, you? I judge you based off what your record is. That's what everybody does. Why is
his record
the greatest
his record
coach of all
coming
time?
In was zero, he was 0-0 with the Timberwolves.
Yeah, but why is Butch Charman the greatest coach of all time? Because his record indicates it is, right?
Yeah.
Why is Phil Jackson the greatest coach of all time? Because his record indicates that it is. You didn't have that prediction before he came in.
But you never know with guys that they're coming in. It's a tough deal. I mean, you know, there's all these professional sports teams. And there's, you know, every one of them has a general manager. And they're all competing against one another. And no, and not everybody can be ranked number one or number two or number five. I mean, it's just, it doesn't work like that. So you're going to have guys that are successful and guys that aren't successful. And even the guys that aren't successful had some kind of a resume going in. They had some kind of a knowledge going in. They impressed somebody in an interview going in. And, you know, it didn't work out for them. And it's not going to work out for everybody. And it's like fans just have such a hard time accepting that. You know, and they blame the owner. I mean, like they blame the owner. Like you blame the owner. What's the owner? What does he – I mean, he's not unilaterally hiring all – the owner doesn't hire the coach.
I found my original tape of my audition that we can play.
All right. Well, we're gonna get to that. The owner hires the general manager, So you could blame the owner for the – but I don't think it's a one-person deal. And most of the time, they got a little committee picking. Anyway, I hear people talk about this all the time, and it's interesting. Anyway, okay, so let's hear your audition right here.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Timberwolves would like to welcome everyone to Target Center for tonight's matchup between the Oklahoma City Thunder and your Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh wow, that
tonight
sucked.
Is social media night presented by the Star Tribune, celebrating 150 years of covering more of what matters to Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Basketball Association, Minnesota Timberwolves, and Target Center are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior such as fighting, throwing objects, attempting to enter the court or interrupt play, or using improper language or gestures. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and arrest. Please report any violations of these rules to the nearest usher, security, or guest services staff member. Thank you, and enjoy the game. And now, get on your feet and make some noise for your Minnesota Timberwolves! Now, let's meet tonight's starters. A 6.
All right. Let's critique that a little bit.
Number 22.
Okay, cut the tape.
I cut the tape. I cut it.
Tim, that was awful. But
negative.
I'm your friend.
What the heck?
That was bad. I mean, do you think that was good? Give it a critical analysis now that you've heard
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Out of 10, it was a 2.
I mean, it sounded like you're just reading it.
Yeah, it was. They gave you a script.
Wow. Okay.
It sounded like I was reading it because I was reading it.
I know, but do you think like they're just, hey, this guy's a good reader. Let's give him the job.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense. I think after the break, you should give your audition.
Oh,
after
man.
The break, you have to give your audition.
I'm not going to.
Don't be a pussy. Come on.
No, that's not a job I'm applying for. It's not a job I have ever, yearned for. It's not what I, grow a pair.
Let's go.
No, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to apply for that job. All right, here's what I'm good at. I'm good at coaching golf. And if you want to get better golf, and I know you do, that's why you're, listening, even though we haven't talked golf yet today, but you're listening, to this podcast. One of the reasons is you want to get better golf. So go to HaneyUniversity.com and register for my free instructional videos, free, F-R-E-E, and they will come to your email box, and you can get an idea what you need to work on in your golf game to get better. HaneyUniversity.com. All right, so Tim, you applied for the job as the Minnesota Timberwolves arena announcer. Let me ask you this. Do you think they used to have like golf? They had this at a couple tournaments where you had the walk-up music for golf.
Yeah.
And
the Zurich Classic.
Yeah. What'd you think about that? Is that something that golf should have? Should they have maybe you could apply for the golf announcer at the 3M Open on the tee, Matthew Wolf. whatever you're going to say. I don't know, your favorite player. By the way, he had a rough week last week.
Yeah, WD. Yeah, he shot.
You see what he shot?
Par. Yeah, it was like 83. 12 over par. Yeah.
Man, and he there's a lot of talk about him. He gets the I guess he just gets the down on himself deal going, and it just goes into the tanker big time. But do you think they should have a walk-up walk-up music and golf announcer? Do you think golf needs to be spiced up a little bit? Like you, although you just sound like you're reading that Minnesota Timberwolves thing. I don't know what that was. I mean, I thought that was supposed to be add some enthusiasm to the crowd. Now, like, hey, let's hire this guy. He seems like a good reader.
Yeah, I was a person in training. I was learning about it.
Okay, so what do you think about golf? Would you vote for announcing maybe something to make things going a little bit bigger? I mean, they're going to have to, they're going to be looking for things. I mean, they got the betting. That's going to be a big thing. But
Announcing for the first tee is that big of a deal. I don't think it spices it up that much. I don't think it adds any extra dimensions to it. Maybe one tournament a year like the Zurich Classic where there's pairings. And you can win the event it's already a different and unique event the way it is already. And having walk-up theme music for that one. You know what they should do, actually? They should have walk-up theme music for the Waste Management Phoenix Open 16th hole. That's the position where walk-up music with the fans around the stadium course going crazy. Players walk up to the tee, pumping up the crowd with crazy Uptown Funk You Up by Bruno Mars. That's the type of thing that should be happening.
Yeah, I don't. That's probably not a bad idea. I always like when I was a kid, and my dad used to take me to golf tournaments. I always kind of liked the first tee, just when they announce the players, and they give a little bio thing, or U.S. Open champion so and so, or a Masters champion, so and so. I always thought that was pretty cool. Everybody got real silent, and then the guy announced, just a real classy like announcement. Next on the tee from Jupiter, Florida, Tiger Woods. I think that's a good way. I like the way they have it in golf. I think it's better when they get all this. I don't know who made that whole thing famous. Your guy, your who was the guy you were idolizing for a while there? I remember that guy. The Chicago Bulls,
Kevin Harlan,
right?
Guy. Kevin Harlan.
He was the Chicago Bulls guy, right?
No, he wasn't with the Bulls. I don't know
who was the Bulls guy. Who was the Bulls guy that got the when the Michael Jordan and the Bulls and that was really the whole thing that got that going, right?
Yeah, I don't even know his name.
Yeah, that guy was. That guy was he was a legend. Yeah. He's such a legend, we don't know his name.
Yeah. Ray Clay was his name.
Ray Clay?
Ray Clay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I remember it now. Yeah. All right. All right, Tim.
Bullshit.
Huh?
Bullshit, you remember his name.
No, I do. I grew up in Chicago.
That's right. Yeah.
I know Ray Clay.
You know Ray Clay.
It just left me for a second. Michael Jordan, the greatest ever.
You play
Michael
golf
Jordan,
with Ray
the
Clay?
Greatest ever, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
The greatest.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The greatest.
I don't know. I want to ask you a question real quick.
Yeah.
Were there any golf jobs that you applied to that you didn't get, similar to me applying for this PA audition job?
There was one golf job that I applied to and didn't get. And that was, I had just gotten out of college and I wanted to be a golf coach, a teacher. And I knew that people were going to say, okay, you don't have any experience. That's what they always say, you know, when they don't want to hire you. You don't have experience. So what I did is one of my classes, and actually a couple of my classes at the University of Tulsa, I majored in education, and I took a class where it was like a student teaching class kind of thing, but I taught golf for the rec centers in the city of Tulsa. I go around to these parks and I just bring some clubs with me and stand out there and teach, you know, a group of six or eight people. And I'm thinking, okay, this is getting me some experience. That was my experience. And I was very enthusiastic and, I felt like I was, pretty good at it. And but I went and applied for a teaching job at this club in Chicago. And the guy, interviewed me and then he turned me down. And he said, no, we don't have a job for you as a teacher. But if you're interested in being the caddy master.
Okay.
Seriously. Like he said, we got no job for you. This was at Green Acres in Chicago.
You wanted to go home, huh? You wanted to come back.
I wanted to be a teacher. And he said, this guy was Dick Lancioni. I'll never forget it. He was a really good pro. And he said, no, we don't have, this is Dick Lancioni is on record as being the person that did not hire me. And he said, no, we don't have a job for you as a teacher, but we possibly have an opening if you're interested in being the caddy master. And I said, no, thank you. I am not going to be a caddy master. I'm going to be a golf instructor. And someday I'm going to be a very good golf instructor. And that day came. That day came. So that's my story right there on the job that I got turned on. We'll close on that one. I hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Follow Tim at Tim Porochka. Email your questions and comments to hankhaneygolf@outlook.com. Get your free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream and your free subscription to haneyuniversity.com. Voodoo Pain Relief Cream is voodoopainrelief.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app. And we will be there every day with the podcast. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe and stay healthy. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
A 6'9" forward out of Southern California, number 67, Taj Gibson.
Oh, wow. That sucked. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.